God so much wants to speak to us, where he tells us Christ is a shepherd and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep and my sheep know me. This is how we get life, by staying close to him. And the more we come to him and hear his voice and his words of affection for us, how he sees us, the more intimacy we desire with him. And we start believing that what he says about us, what he says about me, is true. And I start living more from that place, that identity. That is my true identity. And then we start experiencing more healing in our lives and more freedom and more of that life to the fullest. We need to hear from him, and he wants to speak to us over and over, not just once, not just one encounter, not just revealing his word to me once. I don't know how many times I've gone through scripture and have looked at the same scripture several times, and each time something else comes to life for me. That is a revelation from God. He wants to tell us over and over again, Lori, I love you. You are my daughter. You are mine. You are my beloved. Come to me. But in order to hear that, we do have to come to him. We have to go. And I want to share with you an encounter that I had with him. And this was a couple of years ago. I had been so struggling with this issue of fear and shame in my life. It had a stronghold on me, a grip that was starting to destroy me and my family. I believed that this was my identity and this is the place where I lived from. This was my passport. This was who I was, and it said damaged and unlovable. Well, in my 20s, I read that book, Hinds Feet on High Places. Have you guys read this, some of you? It's been around for a long time. The main character in the story is a little one called Much Afraid. And it's the story of her, and she was from the family of Fearings, who lived in the Valley of Humiliation. Sounds awful, doesn't it? But you know what? I started reading this, and I thought, this is me. This is my story. I am much afraid. And like much afraid, I longed to be delivered from my shortcomings. I wanted it to be different and get rid of all the things that were crippling me. And I lived so much of my life wanting, longing to be someone different, anybody else but me. I wanted to be someone lovable, someone who is beautiful and whole and strong, someone very opposite of who I thought I was. Well, one evening, Craig and I...